You're listening to The Bishop Speaks, the podcast reaching all generations through revelation, and where you receive information and inspiration from your host, Bishop Bell. Let's start the show.
Ministry is located here in the wonderful city of Camden, South Carolina, and we thank you so much for tuning in. It is always our desire to give a word to you that would encourage your heart and inspire you and increase you in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are so blessed and highly favored to come into your space, and we thank you. And before we get started, would you please be so kind to pray with us before we share the information that the Lord has given unto us on today. God bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you as we seek your face for wisdom, for guidance. We trust you and your Holy Spirit to inspire our mind so that we might impart using the spirit of impartation, the spirit of enlightenment, and the spirit, most of all, of revelation, that the hearts and the souls of those who would hear this particular podcast, that their minds would be opened up, Lord, and that they would be renewed in their thinking. I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for how you have the power through the spoken word to bring us to a place to frame our minds and to frame our thinking. Let the thoughts turn into actions, the actions into habits, and the habits into a lifestyle of pursuit and passion after you. And we should give thy name the praise forever. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father, and amen. All right, thank you again for tuning in to The Bishop Speaks. And this is Bishop Thomas Bell of Cathedral of Praise Ministries, and we're located in the wonderful city of Camden, South Carolina. It is a beautiful place. We are the centermost part of the state, which means that we are the heart of South Carolina, 2 hours from everything in every direction you can imagine, north, south, east, and west. And so God gave us a revelation in 1998 to speak the word of the Lord concerning this place being the heart. And when the heart of an individual is transformed, then the entire individual is transformed. And with that being said, I was speaking to my goddaughter before I go into my subject on today, which is the spiritual 5G network. I'm going to show you how we are impacted as a people, as a culture. I'm talking about African Americans now, how we are impacted as a people. And then I can graduate to how it affects us being a part of the body, because many times and oftentimes we don't know or we're not able to identify the different trauma culturally and socially and governmentally, you know, how it affects our psyche, how it affects our livelihood, how it affects everything that pertains to us. And so we kind of sweep it up under the rug, and we over-spiritualize things, and we use religion and the faith-based community to hide behind many of the fears and much of the trauma that we deny. And it's almost like we have spiritual Stockholm syndrome, which is we begin to give praise or somewhat credibility of character and integrity to people who are abusing us. And I'm here to stop it. That's my job. My goddaughter and I, Miss Keisha Myrick, who was very dear to me, we were speaking in reference to atmosphere and the shifting in atmosphere. And oftentimes, because people are not spiritual, when you begin to talk about changing atmospheres, we sing the song, you know. What's the guy's name? I'm shifting. God is moving the atmosphere. And, you know, I know another gentleman that talks about how God is blessing and moving and shifting. And, you know, we have all kinds of songs. That's my point. But do we literally understand what that literally means? Atmospheres are constantly changing. We see it in our culture. We see it in our world. We see it in our nation. Some things have not changed. They've just have been stirred again. And the same old things, you know, from the corruption from the bottom is being stirred up and is, you know, rising to the top. There was an infamous saying that said the cream rises to the top, what the crap does to. And so, you know, if you stir it up enough, then, you know, whatever's on the bottom that's been sitting there, and it can be a cesspool or it can be a well spring. So it all depends on where your mindset is. I want to present to you, especially in this atmosphere, that there does definitely need to be a shift. And again, back in reference to my goddaughter, Miss Keisha, we were talking about the atmosphere, and I wish that she would be so kind just to kind of share with us. I knew she was like, I'm just the program director, I'm pushing the buttons, Bishop, leave me alone. But I want her to share at least this portion, and then I'll continue with my presentation. God bless you.
Hello, everyone. So as I was speaking to Bishop, I was in prayer yesterday morning, and I do not like live, y'all. I don't like being on live, but I had a dream, and I woke up from that dream, and, you know, I was just praying, and he led me to marriages and talking about marriages. And so as I was in prayer, continuing to pray, he was just like, I need you to get on live. And I'm like, I don't like live. I don't like live. He's like, it ain't about what you like, sis. I need you to do this for me. And so I got on live, and as I was speaking, it was just like, I need you to put this in the atmosphere. I need you to put this in the atmosphere, because we don't understand the spiritual impact that we have when we speak.
Right.
And it shifts, right? Because we have that authority to speak into the atmosphere. We use our voice, and it activates things. And so with it being on live, you realize that wherever people are in that region, when they press that play button and it comes through, right? The sound that's in the atmosphere. I was using my heavenly language, and it's going through whatever area that person is in. It's speaking, and it's doing whatever it needs to do, whatever the Holy Spirit was desiring in that moment.
All right. So, of course, many of you that are listening may or may not agree with the heavenly language, but the Bible instructs us to have conversation with God, and it's for the edification of the individual, or it's also for the interpretation for individuals who hear it, as she was saying, and then in embracing it so that their lives will be spared or increased or structured, or it triggers something in them. You know, we know that in the political climate, we have what they call dog whistles, and, you know, certain statements that are being said, and what it does, it causes something to leap inside of you, or it causes you to be frustrated. Because watch this, when Mary announced that she was going to have Jesus, the Savior of the world, the Bible says that John the Baptist leaped in his mother's womb. Mm-hmm. So when you hear a word from the Lord, if you're spiritual enough to be able to discern it, because the Bible says, my sheep hear my voice, and the stranger they won't hear. And then it also says when the Spirit of God is speaking, hear what the Spirit is saying, right? And then on the other hand, 2 Peter 2:7-8 talks about how Lot, who was in Sodom and Gomorrah, and what he saw on a daily basis, it vexed him. So either you have a vexation or you have a celebration. You have a vexation or you have interpretation. You have a vexation of your mind and your spirit, what you see and what you hear, or you have increase. And that's how God deals with us. So that's a spiritual nugget as it relates to atmosphere shifting. 3 points as it relates to that. Number one, you have to be spiritually in tune so you can recognize the spiritual climate. Do you recognize the climate that we're in right now, the spiritual climate that we're in? Now, this is taking a whole different turn. We're talking about atmosphere, and I'm going to talk about the 5G, so I'm just going to have to complete this and do another segment concerning 5G. This is too important, because as times are changing and the spirit of Antichrist, go to 1 John 4 for me. The spirit of Antichrist is prevalent in the world. And the unfortunate reality is, because we have a form of godliness, but we deny the Holy Spirit to really speak to us and through us, then what happens is we're snowed under. We're deceived, you know, by the things that are in the atmosphere. Ephesians 2 talks about the prince of the power of the air, which is Lucifer, right? He manipulates the atmosphere because we don't recognize it. But when we recognize it, 2 Corinthians 10 chapter, beginning at verse number 5, says that we have the power to pull down every stronghold and bring into captivity every thought, anything that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Who does that better, and who does it on a regular basis more than Lucifer himself? Because he likes attention. So we're in this this era where technology, digital technology, the metaverse and the meta world and all of this stuff is happening, right? But we don't recognize, I guess we're laying a foundation, Keisha, with atmosphere. Because when you start, when you recognize and understand what atmosphere is about, then you recognize that it's more than just a phone being used. It's more than just a TV being watched. It's more than just a computer with things being downloaded. It's more than your cell phone, you know, transferring information. It's literally who you are. It's what you embody as a believer, what you see and what you hear. It affects your life. It affects your family. It affects your money. What you speak, death and life are in the power of your tongue. Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks, right? And when you give power to something, and you don't understand what you're releasing into the atmosphere, then you end up being enslaved to that particular attitude or thought or process. And we don't even realize, and I'll show you in a little while, how we sing jingles and how we sing the intro, the songs over the years, and how they have affected how we think. Because everything begins with a thought. A thought is a seed. All right? So what's our 1 John 4:1-2. What does that say?
Dear friends, do not believe everyone who claims to speak by the Spirit. You must test them to see if the Spirit they have comes from God.
Well,
for there are many false prophets in the world.
Well. How about that? We think that a false prophet is somebody that's wearing a swami rag, that they're Muslim, or they're wearing a robe of some type, or they're Confucius, or they're the Dalai Lama, you know, somebody with that's robed up, that's been up in the mountains forever. No. It's your everyday hearing and seeing of information. And people who are into marketing and branding and social interaction and they know. That's why they said whoever got the 5G network would rule the world because of the speed of it. You know, it started off, you know, where you could only just communicate via the phone, and then it went from that to messaging, voicemail, and messaging, and then gaming, and then now you got TV. Now you got you can do pretty much anything with your handheld device. Like the old gospel song that the children used to sing, you got the whole world in your hand. You got the whole world, it literally in your hand. People have done business, are still doing business. I'm talking about stocks and school, and I mean download. It's amazing how technology affects our lives, and it's so deeply ingrained. And children are starting at an early age. They don't know how to do board games anymore. They get bored. You know, they don't like playing outside. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's too much sweat. The atmosphere is not. Nothing is conducive for me focusing on what I want. Right. So this atmosphere again is solidified through what we open ourselves up to, what we're hearing. What you see and what you hear affects you. The spirit of Antichrist is already in the world. Go to Matthew 6:22 for me, please. This is I'm trying to lay this foundation because the atmosphere has shifted. The atmosphere is shifting, and what the believer does so that we're not overcome by evil, we have to recognize the climate. That's why we have the weatherman. What's the official title? the weatherman and the weather woman, right? So they give us the forecast, and they even give it up to an entire week so that people would know what the week is going to be like. Isn't that something? Now, we know the forecast for climate, but we don't know the forecast as it relates to the spirit. Now, isn't that amazing? So we can recognize when it's about to rain based on the formulation of clouds in the sky. You know, the heat and things of that nature. We don't know how long it's going to be hot, but we're like, good Lord. So, I mean, my point is the climate is an identifier. And so when you don't know how to identify what's in the atmosphere, you will soon be snowed under and fully taken advantage of. Matthew 6:22.
Your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body.
Mm.
When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light.
My. So, the King James Version says the light of the body is the eye. The eye deals with vision. It deals with enlightenment. It deals with accessibility. When you're looking at it spiritually, right? So if your eyes have been seared or blinded, how do they get seared and blinded? Because of what you're listening to, right? We have a young lady that goes to my church who is a speech pathologist. And when you think about it, there's only, every time they hold up a flashcard, right? When you're in kindergarten, you're teaching them colors, you're teaching them numbers, you're teaching them animals, whatever, right? So when that flashcard is up, you see it with your eyes, but you have to speak what it is with your mouth, right? And look at what God did with Adam. And my time is running out. But what he did with Adam, he said he would bring an animal to him. And what the Bible says that whatever Adam named it, and I'll pick it back off of this in the next session, told him to name it, whatever Adam named it, the animal rather, the Bible says that that particular name remained with that animal to this day. So I want to question this, or I want to challenge you. When God brings something into your realm, can you discern it? When he brings it into your realm, do you properly give it the proper name, title, or label? Or do you label it something based upon what everybody else is saying it is? They're not the one to give you the authority to name it. So you can name, my point is you can name your future. You can name the outcome, the destiny of the things that you want to see in life, because you have already given power to the negative. And my time is up. I got to roll out of here, and then we're going to come back and do part two to this, because this atmosphere is just good. I thank you, Keisha, for sharing with us how you allow God to use you for marriages. And guess what, y'all? She ain't even married. So when God gives you a word to bring about a shift, it comes through the voice of someone he has authorized and anointed for that particular time. So thank you so much. Until the next time, we thank you so much for tuning in to The Bishop Speaks. I am Bishop Thomas Bell of Cathedral Praise Ministries. Until our next session, we are so grateful. Stay safe, stay strong, and stay focused.